The Professional Women's Hockey League arrived just in time for Georgetown's Sarah Fillier. Though the league held a draft before its inaugural season, this summer's draft was the first made up almost entirely of college graduates. And Fillier, coming off an outstanding career at Princeton University, was the consensus choice to be the first overall pick. A day after her 24th birthday, Fillier was selected with the first overall pick by the New York Sirens. And it didn't take long for her to show she was the right choice. But Fillier wasn't the only first locally in women's sports. Acton's Jade Kovacevic, who has filled the net at every level she's played, will also get the chance to play professionally after being the first player signed by the Northern Super League, Canada's new women's professional soccer league. She'll help AFC Toronto kick off the league's first season in April. It was an eventful year for Georgetown athletes. Here's a recap of some of the sporting highlights in 2024. February. Georgetown's Tessa Cheplucha finished 7th in the 400 meters individual medal at the World Aquatic Championships in Qatar. March. Georgetown District High School's 13-year run as the provincial high school swimming champions came to an end, but the 87th second-place finish still had many highlights, including a dominant gold medal performance by Jackson Sauve in the senior boys' 100-meter backstroke, a silver medal by Gabrielle Ng in the junior girls' 100 meters freestyle and titles in the junior girls' and para divisions. GDHS, Abagie O'Connell and Emily Hopper won silver medals at the OFSAA Wrestling Championships. It was the second straight silver for Connell. The Georgetown Raiders finished 6th in the Ontario Junior Hockey League's West Conference with a record of 3-0-2-1-5. However, the Raiders were swept in the opening round of the playoffs by Leamington. Georgetown's Noah Tegelar was named the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Rookie of the Year after going 2-7-4-0 for the Blind River Beavers, leading the league in wins, goals against average, 2.02, save percentage, 0.928, and shutouts, 6. April. The Georgetown Raiders' Andrew Groombridge was named the Ontario Junior Hockey League's Equipment Manager of the Year. It was the second time he's been honored by the league, having been previously named Trainer of the Year. Golf North announced that it was taking over operation of Hornby Glen Golf Course, leasing the property. The course was closed the previous year. May. After 65 years, the Acton House League Hockey Association ceased operations. Halton Hills athletes won 45 medals, including 29 gold medals, at the Ontario Special Olympics Spring Games. Swimmers Angelina Gutman, Sydney Paul and Austin Daleman and rhythmic gymnast Emily Arbuck-Cohen each won 4 gold medals. Acton's Braden Neville won the Seaflight gold medal at the OFSAA Badminton Championships. Facing elimination, Neville rallied from an 18-12 deficit to win 21-19. Christ the King's Cairo Ogbaber. Herb Garbett, Halton Hills today. June. Christ the King graduate Cairo Ogbaber capped his high school career with a third straight OFSAA medal, a silver, then won the Canadian Under-20 Long Jump Championship with a leap of 7.32 meters. He accepted a scholarship to Wichita State University. Georgetown's Bob Hooper was among the inaugural class for the Ontario Junior Hockey League Hall of Fame. Hooper was the league's commissioner for 13 years. Georgetown's Sarah Fillier was selected first overall in the Professional Women's Hockey League draft by the New York Sirens. 2 months earlier, Fillier won her third world championship when Canada edged the U.S. 6-5 in overtime. Georgetown Eagles founder Kevin Burke, hockey player Ilio Marzo, umpire David Mills and Ken, Don and David Hodge of Hodge Brothers Racing were inducted into the Halton Hills Sports Hall of Fame. The Halton Hills Bulldogs season started with 7-game unbeaten streak, 6-0-1, and they finished atop the Ontario Junior B East Division with a 1-15 record. They were led by Georgetown's Ty Jesso, who led the East Division in scoring with 107 points in 20 games. However, after not losing back-to-back games all season, the Bulldogs were swept in 3 games by Aurelia. August. Jamie McDonald won a silver medal with Canada at the World Lacrosse Women's U20 Championship in Hong Kong. She earned a spot on the tournament's all-world team after scoring 25 goals in 7 games and finishing 4th in the tournament with 35 points. Terrell Samuel won her 3rd Canadian senior title, edging American Ellen Port by 1 shot, as the club at North Halton hosted the Canadian Women's Senior Championship. September. Steve Highfield was honored with the 2024 Georgetown Hockey Heritage Award. Highfield led Halton Hills Minor Hockey's initiation program and was a key member of the Halton Hills Arena User Groups, which successfully advocated for more arenas in town. Bob Donker, who won 3 conference cross-country championships, was inducted into the West Virginia University Hall of Fame. Donker won 2 OFSAA cross-country titles at Georgetown District High School. October. Acton's Jade Kovacevic was the first player signed by the new Canadian Professional Women's Soccer League, the Northern Super League. She signed on with AFC Toronto, which will begin play in the spring. Luke Evans overcame a 5-shot deficit in the final round to win the Canadian Collegiate Athletic Association Golf Championship. The Fanshawe golfer shot a 4 over 288 over 4 rounds to win by 2 strokes. November. The Georgetown 87s won their first Halton football championship in 50 years. After starting the season with 2 losses, Georgetown won 6 straight games, including 28-11 victory in the final over Nelson, which had won the title 6 of the past 7 years. Michael Newlove became the 2nd Georgetown Raider goalie to score a goal after he fired the puck the length of the ice into an empty net in a 5-2 win over. Newlove joined Gabe Grunwald, who pulled off the feat in 2012. Glenn Williams's Kennedy Stevenson. James Paddle Grant photo. Georgetown's Tanner Cadwallader played in his 4th straight Grey Cup with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Unfortunately, the Bombers lost for the 3rd straight year, 41-24 to the Toronto Argonauts. Glenn Williams's Kennedy Stevenson was named Canadian University Women's Rugby Rookie of the Year after scoring 7 tries, 4th best in Ontario, for the Queen's Gaels. The Georgetown 87s novice girls won their first Ontario High School cross-country championship in 35 years, edging LaSalle St. Thomas of Villanova by 4 points, the closest finish at OFSAA since 2012. December. Fillier made her professional women's hockey league debut, picking up 2 assists in a 4-3 win over the defending champion Minnesota. She scored her 1st, and 2nd, PWHL goal in her next game, a 4-1 win over Montreal. Fillier was named the PWHL First Star of the Week after her first 3 games in the league. Georgetown's Trent Cull joined the Calgary Flames as an assistant coach. In a season and a half as the head coach for their American Hockey League affiliate, Cull had a 5-6-3-7-1-0 record. He was named the Central Division's coach for the All-Star Game in February and had the Calgary Wranglers in first overall in the All prior to joining the Flames.